What's up, dudes?
We should start the podcast like that. Like,
what's up, dudes?
What's up, dudes?
We should just say dudes all together. Chicken. How's it going, dudes?
Thank you guys so much for joining us for this titled mixtape. I hope everyone's doing well. I hope everyone is having a good start of the year. We are nearing towards the end of January.
Oof.
And
yeah.
It's been busy for all of us.
Yeah.
It's been busy month. We just released
something.
Instagram live one.
Oh yeah.
Oh right.
So yeah, it's been busy. We've had tournaments and editing, and Chelsea's been dancing and dancing and dancing, and Lorenzo and Chelsea have been still doing their little, the production that I'm excited to see. Right?
Oh, yes.
Yeah. I don't know if I should say that. I don't know if
it's no, it's cool.
You can say that. Just don't say what it is.
Oh, okay.
It's a cigarette.
I got it.
Okay, dude.
But I hope everyone's doing well. I hope everyone's excited for Valentine's Day.
Yes, it's because I'm leaving.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Chelsea is a judge for Car, which is a giant dance competition.
That's exciting. Right, dude.
Must be amazing.
I'm gonna greet the little kids. Welcome to the stage, dude. Best of luck to you.
Break a leg, dude.
I'm judging you, dude.
What's up, dude? It's Chelsea from Los Angeles. Good luck today.
And our judges, Chelsea Wood.
How's it going, dude?
God damn it. I hate how that's like an actual thing that's going around now.
Yeah.
It's going to plague my existence.
It's so funny. Yeah. Don't ever say something like that. I'll take it and I'll run. I'll wear it out.
The moment you say, how's it going? That's all I hear is, how's it going, dude?
Oh my gosh. Anyways. I just wanted to say hello to everybody and do an update podcast.
Oh yeah.
I was thinking we should do like, every now and then we do like, what are we listening to and like what's really been on the rotation lately? Because it's important, you know, especially when we want to recommend music and stuff like that to people.
Mm-hmm.
Like we should be recommending like the new good stuff or even oldies. I don't know like what everyone's mood has been, because it's always been like a mood for me. It's always been like, how am I feeling today? Am I feeling angsty?
Thanks.
It's time to just listen to a bunch of people screaming for me. Like, you know, it's just like, it's
angsty.
It's different moods for me.
I agree.
Yeah, and I think that's just how it works. But like, for new releases, like, are you guys listening to anything new?
Yes. There's this Houston artist named Tone Stith. He's a very, very great R&B singer. He works with So Real Dance Crew. They're like his backup dancers, and He has this new album out called Good Company.
Mm-hmm.
It's a little on the mature side, so please be thoughtful of that. But
yeah.
It's really good, like 90s R&B. I enjoy it. It's nice to listen to. Nothing too crazy. Good singing. I like the vibes.
Nice
vibes.
What about you, Chelsea?
Definitely into that whole new Ariana Grande, Seven Rings.
I've heard about that. It's a single, right?
It's a single.
The ring.
No, Seven Rings.
Seven,
she took
the
all
rings.
All the rings in the fellowship.
Seven rings to rule them all.
Them all, yeah.
Nerd.
Shut up.
She took
very much so. But anyways, so I really like that song. I know it's not for everybody. I love it. Vampire Weekend just released, actually two songs off their new album. Harmony Hall is beautiful.
Oh yes, Fish actually listens to it.
Yeah, it's beautiful
during the day.
I'm also, Drake is always in rotation.
Of course.
Signs is in rotation for me right now.
Mm-hmm.
And Taylor Swift. Ever since I watched the Reputation tour on Netflix, I can't get enough. Like, that album is actually really, really, really good.
Mm-hmm.
And I would highly recommend it. It's just fun.
Heck yeah, man.
Let go. Don't give in to the stigma of like, oh, Taylor Swift.
Yeah.
She stays out too late. And she can't keep a date. She ain't got no brain.
Stop.
She ain't got no brain.
I was about to go on your side, but I don't think I should anymore.
You should.
But I was going to say, like, don't, like, because, especially Justin Bieber, to be honest, like, people start with, that's baby, you know, like, oh, that cringy song back in the day. Or for other people, it's like an anthem. For some people, it wasn't. But now you can see, like, he's evolved. Like, artists change. Artists get better.
That's what I love about artists. And yeah. I understand how people are so afraid of change. Change is very scary.
Mm-hmm.
But that's part of everything.
One of the things that is in rotation for me that is change altogether is, like, Bring Me the Horizon. They've gone a whole different route. It mainly has to do with the lead singer. He was like, I'm done with so much screaming. It's destroying my vocal cords. Yes. Like, he's gone the more, like, subtle route with his music, and Bring Me the Horizon together, it's like, it's come into this weird synth, like pop phase for them. And I enjoy it. Like, they collabed with Grimes, and they've collabed with a bunch of people like Lights, and their music is getting better. And I just listened to their new album, which is really good. Watsky released an album.
Oh yes, I saw that.
God, Complaints is amazing. That's the name of his album.
I will actually download that.
It is great because it's his seventh, it's his fifth album. Sorry, it's his fifth album, and he, like, on Twitter, he was just like, "This is pretty much self-explanatory. Like, this whole album is just like how I'm feeling right now and how I'm doing. Like, all the situations I put it on this album. It's only 25 minutes long, but it's really good. I love that man, honestly. Like, he comes from a slam poet to a rapper. Like, I love it. I love his music. It's very poetic.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And so Complaint has been on rotation. I've been listening to, like, the Front Bottoms again, because they keep releasing. They're still releasing music.
That's cool.
And I like the Front Bottoms. They're also another example of someone who's growing from what they used to be. And I think that, you know what? That's actually an episode right there. So maybe we can save that for later. But I've been making a playlist of, like, the songs that I'm taking with me from 2018.
Oh.
Like, ones that I don't think got enough airplay for me.
Oh.
And so I've made a playlist, like, well, I listened to this song and I really like it, and I want to take it with me and, like, listen to it in 2019. I don't want to, like, abandon it. That's how I think of it. Aww. Like, I don't want to abandon it. I don't want it to leave it in the dark. So maybe I'll post that playlist of what I called it Jam 2019 for some reason. I don't know why.
When I play League, I've been listening to Mo Bamba just because it's so hype that... I definitely feel that when I'm, like, 1v1-ing or I listen to this. Yeah, exactly like that. Chelsea did a very accurate representation. I also have this playlist just called A, like A-Y-E. And I have, if you have, I'm sorry, if you have Apple Music.
What?
I'm sorry.
Yeah, no, I'm good, dude.
Actually, I'm going to get Apple Music. You know why?
Why?
Because the Nacho Libre soundtrack is on Apple Music.
Oh, snap.
And not on Spotify.
Oh, dang. That's fair.
So I'm going
to do that. I'm probably going to get Spotify eventually. But if you do have Apple Music, you can add me. I have this playlist just called A. It's What Do You Do by ASAP Ferg, FaceTime by 21 Savage, Sauce All On Me by Coco Vango, or as Bailey calls it, Sauce Salami.
Oh my lord.
There's
I like it, Bailey.
Order More by G-Eazy and Reel It In by Amine. Reel It In is super tight. Shout out to Adriana and Natanya. That song is tight. But I've been listening to those songs, just like good turn up music for playing League to kill people. Oh, kill lord. Characters.
Going back to Dango and playlists, Spotify now curates a playlist based off your monthly horoscope.
Oh, I saw that, and I'm jealous.
Don't roll them eyes.
You don't have any record of me doing that, dude.
Dude, I'm looking at you right now,
dude.
That actually, I really enjoyed mine this month. I can't wait for my next month's one. And I'm also, like, looking at everybody else's. Only the signs that I, like, know I like, mm-hmm. if that's fair. But that's a cool way to find new music every month. And it's based off your horoscope, whatever it is that month. They will tell you a little bit.
I didn't know this.
Yeah. I really, really liked mine. I found songs that I have loved before, or that you're using Win. Win.
Yeah.
It's on my playlist.
Oh, snap.
Yeah.
J-Rock.
Yeah, mm. By J-Rock and...
That Redemption album. I've been telling y'all.
The first song on my Aquarius playlist, because I'm an Aquarius, is Thinking About You by Frank Ocean.
Hey, I mean, speaking of that, I've been listening to Super Rich Kids.
Can't stop listening to Super Rich Kids right now.
A potato fool.
No.
Yeah.
No, get out.
A potato fool.
But the signs playlist, actually, that's the reason I was like, man, I want to get Spotify. Like, cause
it's pretty cool.
If somebody wants to send me a screenshot of the Taurus one,
I can do that for you.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm so curious on what that
some
is.
Artists that I think people should check out, since we're on like the, I guess not that I've discovered them recently, but like I haven't really mentioned it in the playlist or podcast. Sorry. Is The Regrets, which is a, it's like a garage band kind of, and the lead singer, she is amazing and she's great, and the drummer is dope, and I've been really listening to The Regrets. They released an album last year, and it's actually one of the songs on my Jam 2019. And I talked about Skating Polly, and Pale Waves, which is it's not the female 1975. Their name is Pale Waves.
That's what we've been calling it for
a while. I should stop calling them the female 1975.
But that's not wrong.
Okay, it's not wrong because they're touring with the 1975 right now.
Yeah.
And I'm kind of sad because they've already toured North America. And I was like, damn, that would have been dope to see them live. Which is great.
An artist that I've been keep coming back to is Berhana.
Ooh,
yeah. They have... Yeah, Janet is a tight song. Yeah. I mean, like I enjoy actually their whole little album that they had,
yeah.
Berhana EP. But you should check that out. Yeah,
that one.
Yeah, that song is tight.
Yeah, yeah,
I like that.
The music video was didn't explain too much, but it was cool. I like it. I like the shots for that.
I don't know. It's great. What about you, Chelsea? You recommend anybody? Anybody new? Anybody returning?
Anybody new?
Like, what's the mood right now? You know,
what's the mood?
Interesting.
What's the mood, dude?
Dude, the mood for today is wild.
Dude, you won't even believe the mood.
No. honestly, you know, something has happened this month where I am just really enjoying every single song I hear. And I'm like you. I'm like, what's the mood for today? Because like, what am I feeling?
Mm-hmm.
I'm feeling whatever starts to play, yeah. And I don't take it personally, which is the first in my life. Mm-hmm. I take everything personally.
Okay.
Music too.
Whoa.
I know. Did you know that?
No.
Now you do, dude.
Now you do, dude.
Dude, now you do. Honestly, the newest things for me, I haven't really stumbled upon any brand new artists lately, but just the fact that Vampire Weekend's coming out with another album gets me really stoked.
Yeah.
I highly recommend listening to Harmony Hall. It is beautiful.
So are you excited for the new... Has it come out already?
No, it's coming out.
So you're excited for that?
Stoked.
Stoked.
Beyond belief. I love Vampire Weekend.
Lorenzo, are you excited for anything coming out?
I think... Well, I was dabbling into like J. Cole's new song Middle Child.
And
it's pretty tight. But I'm excited to like hopefully hear from artists that I haven't heard from lately, like Kendrick Lamar has been on Damn for a while.
Mm-hmm.
So I'd very much like to hear that, cuz I've been listening to Kendrick a lot lately. I've been listening to Love Element, Feel.
Mm-hmm.
God. Those so I'm kind of like, yeah, that's what I feel like when I get a new haircut. This is what God feel like. Yeah. But I'm hoping to hear from Kendrick. I'm hoping to hear from J. Cole. I know that Vince Staples, I've talked about it quite often, but his tour is going on soon, and I'm trying to get a ticket, but I'm hoping to get that. I don't know. Rap's kind of been dead along the holidays. like they've released everything before the holidays. So hopefully we get some new hip hop stuff that hasn't been around for a while. And always Selection. If you haven't checked it out, go on SoundCloud and go to Selection Radio. Mm. They always have really great playlists, especially like ones to study to or just relax.
Yeah. I don't know where I stand with what I'm excited for. I was excited for Taking Back Sunday's new album. Realized it's not a new album. It's their 20-year anniversary.
What? Oh, man, that's like the same thing that My Chemical Romance did.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh, yeah, that was the biggest tease of my entire life.
The flag just...
Yeah, I'm like, oh, my God. You wouldn't believe how many, like, DMs and text messages I got. Like, guess what's coming out? And nothing happened.
It's like...
It was so sad.
Sidebar. It's like that picture of, like, it's the article, and it's two lines long, but the first line goes... My Chemical Romance gets back together, and then the second line is every year for a barbecue.
Yeah. Oh my gosh!
Dude is like, and then he's all sad.
Yeah, absolutely.
So unfortunate.
So Taking Back Sunday didn't release a new album. They did release two songs.
New.
On the album, yeah.
Oh, okay.
It was like a song for Dan, and then I forgot. All Ready to Go were the two songs that were new, and then everything else was like all their hits, pretty much. It was greatest hits. And so I was like, oh, man, like, I would have loved to Take Me Back Sunday. I'm waiting for the Black album for Weezer.
Like, oh, yeah.
Still waiting for that. And that's pretty much... Oh, dude, Dodie released her album.
I did see
it's amazing. I cried. Like, dude, twice.
Don't cry, dude.
Dude, we don't cry, dude.
Were you crying right now? Were you? If you haven't checked out, that is a song I do. I do recommend is Monster by Dodie. The music video is amazing. She's not really featured in it. She always like features her friends in her music videos. Mm-hmm. I love that music video. And Monster is a great song by Dodie. But yeah, that's pretty much like all I got excited for. All I'm hyped for right now. Like no one's bringing out stuff yet. We're in that little.
It's in that little
hiatus.
Yeah, that dry period. Mm-hmm. Oh, Ari's new album comes out really soon.
Oh yeah,
there you go.
It's gonna be good.
I guess
take it for what it is.
Yeah. As her, as queen.
Huh?
She's queen.
Queen.
She is a queen.
A dude?
You're saying dude really weird.
Dude, man. Your accent's weird, man. But,
21 Savage's album came out, of course.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
It is okay. I enjoyed it. I don't like 21 Savage, but I went down to Santa Clarita and I listened to it. And it was okay. It was pretty good.
I've been mostly excited about songs from my childhood that I couldn't find until recently. Uh-huh. So there's this Japanese band called The Band Apart, and there's a song called Still Awake. For whatever reason, though, they're all Japanese, but they only sing in English.
It's a common trend.
Obviously, very. But yeah, there's like heavy accents. But it's, I don't know. It's just like this. What is it called? It's like punk rock song. Called Still Awake. It's, I don't know, it's really cool. It's definitely something I listened to when I was younger. It was fun. Nice. I also have been, for whatever reason, listening to, what is it, Yellowbirds and Coal Mines by...
The Scene Aesthetic.
That's been coming up like every other day. That song's cool.
Regardless if you're a fan of... This is my last word suggestion. Just because tomorrow... Tomorrow, today's Sunday, January 27th, but tomorrow, Kingdom Hearts comes out. Kingdom Hearts 3 comes out. Oh, my God. And the song for the promo is actually really good. It's called Face My Fears, and it's Utada Hikaru, who always does songs for Kingdom Hearts, and it's Skrillex, which at first I was like, why is Skrillex in my childhood right now? But it's a really good song. They just released like a full length for that. She actually released an EP, and it has Face My Fears in English and in Japanese because she is a Japanese artist. And she has, I'm trying to think. Oops. Don't Think Twice, which is another really good song. Cue ad music. Chelsea.
Yeah.
Oh my god. I realized I thought you were going to keep talking. That's why.
Chelsea.
What up?
I have some awesome news.
Yes.
Okay, so honestly, like, it's like the best news in the world, but I have gotten new clothes.
From where?
Well, if you could see on my shirt right now, I got it from Elementary Clothing.
Word. I've heard that is phenomenal.
It is phenomenal.
I heard that guy's a genius.
He's a genius. He's a master. He is the Da Vinci of our time with clothing. Using only high quality fabrics, Elementary Clothing.
Yes, everything
gives
is soft.
Us the dopest, slickest, anyone can wear outfits and shirts and hoodies.
This is a crazy commercial.
We have had permission to get sponsored by Elementary Clothing.
Shut the front door.
Yeah! So, if you want to pick up your Elementary Clothing, go to elementaryclothing.com.
It was $45 for a sweater and $30 for a long sleeve. Go check those out. Those are tight.
Oh my god.
They're actually just really comfortable.
They're like, so comfortable. I have a hoodie. Well, no, I don't have a hoodie. Alicia has a hoodie that I wear.
Yeah.
She does.
But you guys, like, share it. You guys, yeah, like, have a shared
we
hoodie.
Share clothes. And, like, I have my baseball tee that I got last time, and it's dope. I love it. I wear it all the time. Yeah. Chelsea, you got some stuff?
Yeah, I've got the baseball tee. I've got the Japanese shirt. I've got the blue shell sweater.
Heck yeah.
I've got it all.
Neko actually does wear it, like, all the time. He's, like, not joking.
No, I wear my barcode t-shirt. Oh, yeah. So much. I have two holes in it.
It's mainly because I'm homeless. But that's okay.
Well, that's not an issue.
But I have, right? But I have good clothes.
Thank you to Elementary Clothing for sponsoring the Untitled Mixtape. Okay, anyways, thank you guys so much for joining us for this Untitled Mixtape episode. I hope you guys enjoyed the recommendations that we gave you, and that maybe if you have some for us, make sure to comment. We're actually gonna be on Apple Podcasts real soon. Hey. Finally, we submitted and we're waiting for review. We're gonna get in. If EZXP can get in, we can definitely get in. But then we're going to be on Spotify. We're not going to be on SoundCloud anymore because SoundCloud sucks.
Low-key.
Hardcore.
Okay.
So right now, if you're using SoundCloud and you're like, well, that sucks, well, you probably won't be hearing this. But you could just download Spotify. The free version allows you to listen to the podcast, and you won't have to experience any ads during the podcast at all. So make sure to check us out on Spotify. We're going to be on Apple Podcasts. We're on Deezer, surprisingly enough.
What's Deezer?
It's like a radio station.
Oh, nice.
So we're on Deezer. We're going to be on Google Play soon. It's going to be so exciting. We're going to be on so many platforms so everyone can hear us and everyone can comment and support. Thank you guys so much, and we'll see you guys next time.
Hi, Mom. I'm on the radio.